We now begin the 10th chapter of Maseches Menachos, and the truth is that in the Bavli, this is actually the 6th chapter of Menachos, and the topic is the Korban HaOmer, that barley offering brought on the second day of Pesach. The truth is there are a total of 3 Menachos that are obligatory in the community, on the Tzibor. One of them is the Minchas HaOmer, the other two are the Lechem HaPanim and the Shtei Alechem, the showbreads that are waved and eaten every Shabbos, and the Shtei Alechem are those two loaves that are waved with Kivtei Zeres on Shavuos. Now, the topic of this parak, I'll call the 10th parak, is the Korban HaOmer, the Minchas HaOmer, and then the next chapter will be dealing with the other two Korbanos, Lechem HaPanim and the Shtei Alechem. Okay, so very briefly, the Korban HaOmer is brought on the night after the first day of Pesach. So, in other words, the night after the night of, called Seder night. Okay, and it's brought from the new barley crop. The psukim do not mention barley, but in fact, by tradition, we know this is brought by barley, which is unusual because almost all menachos are indeed from wheat flour, but this is actually barley flour. It is also, the pasuk does say it should be memacharas Shabbos, the day after Shabbos, but tradition is that it's referring to the Shabbos, and that pasuk is referring to the first day of Pesach. This was a point of significant contention between the rabbis and the Tztukim, the Sadducees, and the likes of them, who understood that the obligation to bring the Omer was specifically the day after Shabbos, meaning on a Sunday. Okay, so that dispute sort of motivates a good amount of what goes on regarding how the Omer is harvested, etc. Now, what happens is, essentially, you will take the harvest the first night. The next morning, you'll get this halacha's 3 sa'av of barley. Essentially, you know, it's toasted, ground up, and sifted into, you know, good barley flour. And then 1 isaron of flour is brought, typical, with a lug of shemen, typical, with lavona, typical, and all burned on the mizbeach. Okay? Now, the first topic of the perek here of, you know, Mishnah Aleph has to do with what happens if the night after the first day of Pesach, because the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, excuse me, in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's the first, you know, the first day of the day in which the test Zion, when the day in which the Omer is brought, what happens if that falls out on a Shabbos? So the rule is, in general, that anytime you have a korban which has to be brought by the community in a specific time, so then that's Docha Shabbos, that pushes off Shabbos, and that takes priority. So even though there's a malacha to harvest and to, you know, grind and to whatever, sift, etc., those malachas are permitted because this must be brought specifically on that day. And our Tana here will learn that even the harvesting has to be done specifically on the 16th day of Nisan. So the question is how to go about doing that. Do we perhaps limit the amount of malacha done or the type of malachas done because it's Shabbos? Or no, do we do it the regular way because you're allowed to do it the regular way? We should do it the regular way, the ideal way. So the Mishnah begins by saying, Rabbi Yishmol Omer, HaOmer Hayaba B'Shabbos Mishalosh Sa'in V'chol Mechamesh. According to Rabbi Yishmol, the truth is that the ideal way to do the Omer Korban would be with 5 Sa' of barley harvest, barley, you know, ears of barley, if you will, and then that would be converted to being the 1 Isaron of flour. So basically, you sort of, when you sift it, you just take the very first stuff that comes out, the very best. But he says on Shabbos, so as to reduce the amount of malacha done, we'll do it with just 3 saw instead of 5 saw. The Chum omrim echad b'Shabbos v'echad b'chol mishalosh hayaba. The Chum say no. Whether it's on Shabbos or not on Shabbos, we're going to do it with 3 saw of barley, not of never with 5 saw. Now, on the face of it, it sounds like they're arguing something on the recipe. Do you do it with 3 or 5? And the Chacham say 3. That's how it always is. Just so you have the picture in your mind clearly. Remember, the Isaron is a tenth of an Eifa. An Eifa is 3 Sa'. So what we're basically saying is you're going to get 1 Eifa, which is 3 Sa' of barley. If you, in your imagination, you think of it as like 3 6-packs of 2-liter bottles of water. Okay, or whatever. So then that is the volume of the Eifa. That's how much barley grains we're getting. Then we're going to do, you know, the threshing and the winnowing and the, you know, the sorting and the grinding and the sifting, all that stuff, till we sift out and get flour to produce one isaron. Isaron is a tenth of an ephah, so basically 10% of the volume, a tenth of the volume. So in other words, if you have 18 bottles of water and it's three six-packs, so that's 18. If you have a tenth head, it's really 1.8 2-liter bottles, or basically, you know, 3.6 liters, or roughly a gallon. Okay, the isaron as usual. Now, that's what it looks like on the face of it, that machlokas is simply just what's the recipe. The actual machlokas runs a little deeper than that, because it's also questioning if the mehudar, the best way to do it, is to use five, so you have to do a little less sifting, get the very first stuff that comes through the sifter, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying, for the sake of that hiddur, you wouldn't be machal Shabbos. But the Chacham say, no, that's not a thing. You do it, the mitzvah b'shlemusa, in its complete, proper, right way, and if the mitzvah means that it's done on Shabbos, then it's done on Shabbos. That's how you do it. And that's halacha. The second part of the Mishnah here is talking about, if it falls out on Shabbos that night, how do we go about doing it? Should we try to minimize the number of people doing malacha? In other words, now, yes, it's mutter to harvest and process this barley grain, but should we have one person do it, or should we even have three people doing it? And the Chacham are going to say three people. What's motivating the Chacham, they want three people, with each one with their own sickle and their own basket, is because we want a big crowd, because we want to have like a prominent public event that everyone sees. Oh, that's the Omer harvest happening now. That's important on Shabbos. Why? Because the Chacham want to say it happens whatever day of the week it is, nothing to do with, you know, Sunday, the day after Shabbos, the first day of the week. No, not true. And therefore, whether it's, you know, even falls on Shabbos, we want the full fanfare of three people participating to get, you know, this these three sa'in of barley. Says the Mishnah inside, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, B'Shabbos haya niktzar b'yachid b'magal achas uvakufa achas. According to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, who actually served in the Beis HaMikdash, he said on Shabbos, the way you should do it is one single person does the harvesting, the reaping, and he uses a single magal, that's a sickle, the curved knife. B'kupa achas, it all goes into one big basket. Fine. Uvachol, if it wouldn't be Shabbos, then he agrees, yeah, b'shlosha, you have three men. B'shalosh kupos, they each have their own basket. B'shalosh magalos, each has their own sickle. Fine. V'chamer, no. The Chacham say it's not true. Echad b'Shabbos ve'echad b'chol, whether we are harvesting this barley in the night after Pesach on Shabbos or a weekday, b'shlosha, it's done with full fanfare. Three people do it. B'shalosh kupos, each one has their own basket. B'shalosh magalos, each one has their own sickle, so it's like a big prominent display, again, to stick it to the Tzedukim and their friends, to say that even though it's Motzi Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos today, it is, that's Motzi, the Shabbos, the Pasuk, which is Pesach. Halachas like the Chacham again, which is meaning that we'll do it three people, each with their own sickle and their own basket.